Can't pick those, right?
Right.
$349,350. Okay, so I've got. Do you want me to give them to you?
Sure.
Joe's still cutting fish.
Hand's gotta be about ready to fall off.
Yeah.
Richard, you can start the meeting whenever you would like.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. This is a special commission meeting of the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission, Friday, August 19, 2022. So call Danielle.
Larry.
Here.
Ken.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Joe is absent.
Are there any modifications and changes to the agenda? I have one. As action item C, I would like to put in an item for compensation for the acting port manager, Lee Travis.
Say that again, please.
I'd like to put an action item C, which
okay.
is to discuss additional compensation for the for Travis.
Okay.
Travis doesn't want to be called.
Okay, I'm confused.
I don't think I have much of a choice.
When we can add action items and when we can't. I have no problem with this.
Well, I thought about that because it's not a noticed item, but because we were talking about the process of replacing the port manager, I think, in my mind, this would be an extension of that, part of that discussion.
James is on the phone as well if you guys have questions.
Okay.
About adding, if you guys have questions.
Speak into the microphone, please.
So
James is on the phone.
Okay.
As well, the attorney. So if you guys have any questions, he's on the phone.
So
I have no problem with it.
No, I know.
James, procedurally, can we do that?
Yes. Yes. Procedurally, you can. I would recommend that just get a majority vote approval from the board to add that action item. But you can do so procedurally.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, are there any declarations of potential conflicts of interest?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Okay. Hearing that, that brings us to approve all of the agenda as amended.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with a added item, action item C, compensation for acting port manager Travis for consideration.
Second.
Okay. Any further? Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Okay, I have no public comments in front of me. Are you aware of any, Daniel?
No, I did not receive any.
Okay. That brings us then to the action items. Action item A, Special Districts Association of Oregon Consulting Service Agreement.
Harry, are you on the line?
Okay, well, we'll proceed while they're getting on. So what you have in your package is
go ahead.
This is Terry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to be smarter than the technology.
So this is Terry.
I'm happy to...
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Terry.
All right. I'm Terry Dressler, and I am a senior consultant with the SDAO Consulting Services Program. And I'm sorry, did I?
We lost you.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Maybe I was just getting some feedback. Terry Dressler with the Consulting Services Program of SDAO, and I will be facilitating and supporting you through this recruitment process. And I believe you have in your packet a series of documents that need consideration of the board and then ultimate approval from the board. And I can answer any questions you might have moving through those documents. But I believe that the first one up for consideration is the consulting services agreement, which basically outlines a description of services that SDAO consulting services will provide for recruitment facilitation for your port manager recruitment. And that's described as a service that will be billed based on actual time and any other expenses, for example, travel to the port to help with interviews, any expenses along those lines, not to exceed $5,000. And if you have any questions about that agreement, I'm happy to answer those.
Okay, thank you. So,
I have a question. Like on the timeline page, it says the recruitment period, it opens like on August 22nd and it ends on September 23rd. So if it doesn't get filled, are we still under that same contract?
Yes, the timeline is our best guess today based on what traditionally we find as a helpful recruiting period. The agreement for consulting services is not concerned with the recruiting period specifically. That agreement is in force until we terminate it. And so the timeline, if that needs to be adjusted, lengthened, whatever, we can do that, but that doesn't affect the services agreement.
Thank you.
So the only limitation on this agreement is the $5,000, correct?
That's correct.
And so just kind of hairballing here, but if this takes long enough that we exceed the $5,000, then at that point we would enter into a new agreement with you or amend this one to increase it?
That's correct. Yes.
All right.
So I have a question. How is advertising the position handled?
We have, at SDAO, we have a series of suggested posting locations that we can help facilitate and work with staff at the port to, you know, whatever makes most sense in terms of just expediting the process. Whether the port has contacts, we can work with the port and either facilitate that and actually do that ourselves, or we can have staff at the port help us with that. But there are a series of locations that we have suggested that we will help facilitate. So that's kind of a collaboration.
Is there an additional charge for advertising with whoever you're recommending?
Some of the locations have a fee, and we would pass that fee on to the port.
But we don't know how much we're going to be spending in an advertising budget in addition to the $5,000. Is that correct?
That would be included in the $5,000. We assume some of those advertising dollars in that $5,000 not to exceed amount. So it would not, you would not have charges over and above the $5,000 for advertising.
So have you had experience with advertising port manager positions before?
Yes. Personally, I've had experience at the Port of Newport, where I actually was an interim port manager there for a period of time, and then I was responsible for that recruitment. And the charges with a couple of the port associations were a few hundred dollars. It was fairly minimal in the scope of advertising.
So from your experience, advertising these types of jobs, what kind of response should we anticipate?
Well, that's an interesting question in today's job market, because there's some challenges in this market, just in the job market generally, that has been shifting, sort of, just really shifting on a regular basis. So I think recruitments have been quite a struggle for us in some locations. In other locations, we've had great success. So it's so hard to predict reliably sort of how many candidates might apply. But we have found that through the social media sites that we have access to, the SDAO website, and through the Public Ports Association and the Pacific Northwest Waterways Association and some of the other industry-specific websites, that we have been getting anywhere from 5 to 10 candidates combined from all those locations. The interesting thing is that probably 2 years or 3 years ago, you might be able to count on getting up to 20 applicants, and that's just not the case today. So I would say that we would be doing well to get somewhere in the 5 to 10 applicants from all of our outreach efforts.
Okay. Well, we know that one of the challenges we're going to have here is housing for a new person, should they have to move here. That's going to be an issue, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. It's just getting a slate of candidates first, and then that's the important start. So, okay? Other
right.
Comments?
No. The time frame bothers me in the sense that the recruitment period is supposed to open next Monday and close 30 days later, basically. It doesn't seem to me that's going to give them a very large window of opportunity to get this out to the people that might be interested in applying. I'd rather take a little bit longer and get more candidates to review. You're looking at effectively 3 weeks for people to find it, get a resume, and I just don't think that's adequate time.
Well, I'm assuming that if we don't get a lot of participation, we can extend it. This is just an estimate, I think, of what the time should be. So that's the way you would see this. If we don't get a lot of response, we'll just keep going.
Correct. And our minimum recommendation is to post for 3 weeks. And the Monday deadline is a little tight. I'm thinking some of the contacts I won't be able to have confirmation until Tuesday. but we certainly can post it on the SDAO site on Monday, and there's some other locations where it can be posted right away. But I think giving 3 weeks, and we'll know a couple weeks into the process sort of the response we're getting and if we need to make adjustments, and we can communicate about that and make appropriate adjustments in that timeline.
Okay. All right. Anything further? Okay.
I think it's good.
If we have the ability to adjust, there you go.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that brings us to action on action item A.
I'll make a motion to approve the SDAO consulting services agreement for the manager recruitment.
Could you add to that?
As outlined in their agenda?
Consulting services agreement.
Consulting services agreement.
Could you add to that that I sign that?
That Richard signed?
That yeah. Richard would sign that.
We don't have a...
No, and your name is what's on the back of it as well.
Right. Okay, so we have a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. There you go.
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to action item B, the port manager job description, benefit package, recruitment, and selection process timeline. So we've had a little discussion about the timeline, but in general, what are your thoughts about the timeline?
I'm fine with the timeline, and I'm glad that we can extend it as needed. So, and it will and we do have to extend it. Of course, the timeline will change as well.
And who's going to be monitoring? Is this SDAO will be monitoring applications as they come in? They're not coming to us. They're not.
No. So the process for them, as I understand it, is they will receive the application, they'll screen them, they'll produce a list of candidates. If there are more than five, then they'll give us their recommendations as to the top five. And then from then, it's up to us to proceed. I would think that, I mean, objectively, for us, the simplest thing for us to do would be to look at a list of qualifications of people without their names attached to it. Mm-hmm. And so we would just look at who we think on paper is the most qualified people, are the most qualified people. And then from there, we can extend an offer for interviews to however many we select. We want to interview all five, and that's fine, or we can interview the top three that we think. And there are ways for us, kind of like we're doing with Art. I mean, what we'll do is when we get each one of those applications before us to look at, we'll just come up with a ranking system where we give them a score. You know, that top candidate gets 5 points and work your way on down, and then we'll add those up, and that'll give us a ranked list to work from, but that's
And if we're not getting, if we don't get our five or six applicants in the first 2 weeks, is there some sort of trigger there that's going to say, hey, we're going to need to extend this?
Yeah, I think in consultation with them, with SDAO, then we'll make a decision. If we have three and they all qualify and they look good, then that's the decision for us. Do we want to keep going past three, or do we want to try and get five? But we'll know that as we go through and we reach the various touch points, whatever they are.
I got a question, Richard.
Go ahead.
You say there's surprisingly eight applicants. They pick five that they think's the best. Do we get to see the other three?
You guys will be entitled to see any applicant that
I think we should be able to.
Yeah, I think they're...
Chime in any time, but the commission will have the ability to look at all applicants, regardless whether they've been narrowed down or not.
Absolutely. The process, and you all have been talking about correctly about the process we go through. We receive the applications. We put the applicants on a spreadsheet, and we indicate on the spreadsheet if they're meeting the minimum qualifications and what additional qualifications they might have that is related to the position. And we also indicate if they completed all the pieces of the process to enable them to be a qualified applicant, so to speak. And then we will give you that information. The other piece that we evaluate on the side is the veteran's preference piece that we are required to take into consideration as well, which factors into the ultimate scoring of who's interviewed and the final scoring of those candidates. And so we monitor all of that for you. You will have that information whether they meet the minimum qualifications or not. So that's a long way to answer that question. Yes, that you will. You are entitled to see everyone.
Okay, and that was no disrespect to SEAO. I just wanted the question answered, that's all.
So you guys will see on page, if we're going to agree with the timeline for now, on page 7, 8, 9, and 10 is the job description SCAO helped draft up. This is a combination between two court manager job descriptions that we currently have. They did add a few things. I think they actually did a really good job of putting a pretty good job description together. Hopefully you guys had a little bit of time to look over it. But you'll see at the top it's highlighted. One of the first things I guess we need to look at is the pay grade range that we're looking at paying as managers.
So looking back at Gary's compensation package, I believe he started 5 years ago at $78,000 per year and a $300 a month vehicle allowance. Full insurance package benefits, including dental, family. No family?
I don't think family. I would have to double check, but I don't think so. But that is an option for you guys. You can offer.
Okay. All right. So let's start with the obvious. What pay range are we thinking about? So when Gary left, he was, because of raises, he was making about $88,000, I think, a year.
Does the SDAO have a recommendation?
I don't have a recommendation off the top of my head. We can do a quick survey of other port manager positions. That would take a few days for us to accomplish that. And that's the only way I'd be able to give you a real educated recommendation on that.
I think that the port has done that, and I think I looked at it, and $88,000 is almost the bottom salary level for port managers in Oregon. For me personally, looking at this, I was thinking that we would offer a range between $90,000 and $100,000, depending on experience to start. Does that sound reasonable?
Sounds reasonable to me.
I mean, we need to make sure that we don't lowball ourselves to the point where nobody's going to be interested in it. So I think, you know, if we put a range somewhere in there, that gives people something to look at. And then when we talk to them at the time we offer them the job, then that's when we'll end up negotiating what that final number might be to start.
Well, the qualifications that we're that we are accepting, I don't think that 90 is out of range.
I think it's a good number.
If we get somebody that comes in here and says, well, I'm the former or I'm the current port manager at wherever, and I've got a lot of experience, and that to me would say, okay, if we want you, then we'll go above 90. We'll go 100,000, 95,000, something like that. But, you know, like I said, we want to make the range attractive enough to have people actively think, yeah, maybe I'd like to do that, without making it unreasonably high.
I think 90 is a vehicle and benefits is very.
I think it's a good range, I agree.
Yeah.
So 90 to 100,000, depending on experience.
Right.
Okay. Okay. The effective date would be the date of hire.
That would be the data hire. We don't really need to fill that out. But you'll see on page 13, too, it says that position announcement, and it has another page with some blanks on there. We can kind of fill out. One of the things that was asked, there's lots, I guess I should clarify with you, I had them keep everything as the title for port manager. Now is your opportunity if you guys want to change that name, executive director. There's lots of different titles you can go with, but I had them do port manager. Do we want to stick with that?
I
think port manager tells you exactly what they are.
Yeah.
So we'll say port manager. We'll write that in on top. The port district is currently recruiting qualified applicants to fill the port manager. Location would be Brookings Harbor. Mm-hmm. Harbor, Oregon. Salary range, 90K to 100K. Benefit package. So in your packet, somewhere in here, I put our employee benefits starting on page 15.
Okay.
Goes over everything that our employees have, and then on page 25 is what the benefit package from Gary's manager we have. I kind of wrote in here, you'll see it. I'll have to double check. It might spend 10% of the for the SEP IRA, and then the $300 per month. That came off his contract when we bought the new truck for him. So
right.
I would say that you guys can make that decision either way if you're going to have a port manager, have a truck, or if you want to still consider the $300 a month, it's up to you guys. I would recommend just giving them the truck that we have already purchased for a port manager. That would be my
recommendation. Because he's still going to be interacting outside the office as well. Makes sense.
Okay, so going back to the next highlighted item, which is on page 9, where we are talking about education experience, and you've given us an additional sheet here.
Yeah, Terry just sent that over today. These are what they have kind of drafted up already for us to look at. So read that over real fast and see if we want to add or subtract anything. Terry, do you have any recommendations that we might want to add or change? You just sent this over. This was just a draft that you had, correct?
Well, that's some language that I used at an irrigation district up in the Dalles, and it's similar to language that I've used in a couple other locations for district manager positions. So it gives candidates the the requirements without being incredibly specific about some of the experience. But I think in the language that you currently have, I think what the HR manager at SDAO was looking for was just a little more specificity about your requirements for education. And so that's why I provided that for you. So in the next section, you had included under desired 4 years of college with an emphasis on management and finance. If you want to make that required, you can add that. But I think one of the things that in most positions you'll find that there is a level of education or a combination of education and experience under the requirements, because I think we're finding that more and more candidates may not have gone to a traditional 4-year college, but they may have a 2-year college plus a whole lot of experience that brings the same package of qualifications to the district. So I think that's why we've put in the or instead of just saying we want a 4-year college degree, because there's just a lot of different combinations that we're finding in the marketplace today.
I have one more addition, I guess, to be considered. And that would be they have to have current computer skills in whatever programs Danielle and Travis have.
It's in here.
It's in there, I thought. I thought it was in there a lot of time, yeah.
I didn't see it, so I missed it.
I think it was several times.
Yeah, it was in here.
I read right over.
Oh,
over.
And the job.
It's under specific job knowledge. Yeah.
Job expertise.
Yeah, I'll give you guys kind of an example of what she's talking about. But I didn't do any calls. I graduated high school. I took some college classes, but with the experience part of it is that, you know, I've worked here for almost 13 years now, so there is people out there that, you know, are qualified from experience and not so much on the college education level.
That's correct.
Well, I worked with 200 college graduates, and I can tell you, coming out of college, not one of us knew a darn thing about our job. So I think I would rather, I certainly would not want to discount somebody who came out of high school, learned a trade, spent time working in various fields, and built on-the-ground experience. That to me is worth, that's a PhD in life. And, you know, we put an awful lot of store in college, and in some cases it's certainly required, but I think in this situation I would much rather have somebody that has the right combinations of some background in building trades, contracting, somebody that can budget, somebody that can handle people. And that's really what we're looking for. So I wouldn't want to hamper it by saying you've got to have a college degree.
Right. And it does with the org.
Yeah.
I'm overlooking over what she sent over. I think it's good for us to put it in there the way it's written and not narrow ourselves down too much. You know, it does already in the first bullet point refer you back to the job description, which the job description is pretty pointed itself. So.
Yeah, we want to make this as applicable to as many people as we can. So that, and, you know, a potential applicant reads this and says, well, I can't even qualify, so I'm not going to apply. I'd hate to see that happen. So,
Terry, so we all move forward with trying merging this with the job description there?
Yeah.
So, Terry, we'll merge what you just sent me with the job description and leave it at that. Is that okay?
That's fine. And that third bullet point about the valid driver's license and an insurable driving record, it was an important add that the risk folks recommended, because some time ago they were concerned that we require a valid driver's license, but they need to be insurable as well. So I suggest that all three of those bullets would be incorporated.
Yes, absolutely, particularly since we're going to have a port truck.
Yeah.
Among others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Terry.
I just wanted to make sure that that.
Yeah, Terry?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay. Have you dealt
yes, I'm here.
With the Association of Pacific Ports?
Yes, I have.
Okay. With your permission and Travis and the commission's, they will put an ad in their magazine as well as their website that will advertise our disposition with any applicants being referred to you. Would that be something that works for you?
Yes, they're on our list of recommendations of locations where we would advertise this position. One of the challenges we have with print magazines, whether they're online or actually print, is their deadlines we sometimes miss because they're a monthly publication. But most of those, if we miss that deadline, most associations also have an online option for us that we can post.
And
we will do that.
She has that and would put it on that website.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Question? I don't know. In the job description, it mentions financial, all kinds of financial management, financial study. If I missed it, please forgive me, but should we call out grants writing, grant locating? I mean, that's a big thing for us. Is that all just assumed, or? Well, that might be something that we would put in the desired candidate would have experience with grants and grant writing. That's a good point.
That is in the description.
Okay. I didn't see it. That's fine. Okay.
I'm trying to see. I did see that in your description. Where is it here? It's on the second page of the essential functions. Provide oversight for staff to investigate grant funding for needed improvement projects and make grant applications where appropriate. Manage construction projects, including grant preparation, budgeting, monitoring, and documentation.
Great.
Thank you. Well, if you think of things, don't hesitate. We want to catch them if we can. If they're in there, great.
Okay.
Okay, so we pretty much narrowed down then what this is going to look like. We've got a salary range, we've got the job description, we've got this piece about education and desired education and qualifications.
Yeah. So next we should talk about the benefit package that we are looking at. Like I said, Gary's is in here and the employee benefits are in here. Again, you guys are able to make up whatever type of benefit package you want. I would recommend at least giving the benefits that are provided to the employees.
I would think it would be appropriate to have the port manager have the same benefit package as the employees. The one thing that I didn't see in here that I would suggest we do for a new hire manager is give them 2 weeks of vacation the day they show up.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is I'm visioning somebody here who's trying to get set up here, move here, and they may want to be able to take some time off. You know, I need to take a couple of days to go back to where I used to be and get my stuff. I think it would be a benefit for them to say, when you come, you're going to have already have 2 weeks of paid vacation on the books. if you need it, just to give them some flexibility. And then after that, they would accrue annually with the same rate as all the employees.
And then one thing that's not in the employee benefits is that a vehicle will be provided with fuel paid for. Trying to think what else you might have had in there. So the employees get 8% of their gross monthly income paid into a SEP IRA account. Looks like on Gary's it was 10. You guys want to keep it at 8?
I would keep it right now. What the other employees are.
Okay. Okay.
If you know that's something that a candidate may come to us and say, I'd like to talk to you about that particular piece, and then we can negotiate.
You can negotiate all that, and I believe Terry, our legal will produce the contract for the port manager. Correct? That you guys don't do that.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We have some templates and some some suggestions of things to include in there. If districts want to use that, sometimes legal already has that, so we can talk about that.
Okay.
I think if we do.
Yeah, Terry, this is.
Go ahead.
Oh, if I may, I would appreciate the opportunity to see the templates SDAO has, but we've got templates here in house as well, and we'll look to negotiate that contract at with the board's direction, of course.
So
okay, sure thing.
Any discussion about a vehicle that goes to this person, we need to make sure we specify that it is available to them for port business and not personally. Just to make sure there's no confusion with that.
I have another question. Gary has a question.
Is there going to be a vested period on his retirement, like the rest of the four employees? They have a vested time. Do they have to work so long before their benefits start, or?
A 3-month probationary period or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what Gary's talking about, I think.
I think, how long do we have? I would have to double check. I think it's either 60 or 90 days. Currently, current point employees have to wait before they're eligible to start receiving the retirement package. But again, that's something that you guys have the ability to start right now. At the start of the contract or not. That's also up to you guys.
A lot of contracts. A lot of state and federal employment has, you have a 1-year probationary period that you can be dismissed without cause or for any reason. Do we want to put anything like that in the contract?
Well, when we get down to writing the actual contract, yeah, we should talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it'll go over the contract and there'll have termination, those processes all wrote into the contract how it is. In particular with the 8%, I guess if we're just going with the employee benefit package that they're, that will start when everybody else's employment, when it starts, and that's up to the candidate if he wants to negotiate that farther and up to you guys to implement.
All right.
Okay.
I have another question for Terry.
Okay.
Terry, have you had any experience with Zoom interviews?
Yes.
What I'm thinking about is there's a lot of applicants that look real good on paper, but the minute you see them, you know they're not going to fit. If we could do a pre-screening of people's qualifications when you narrow it down to, let's say, 10, we did a Zoom interview with each of those, and before we sign on to a interview here in person, Is that something that would be reasonable or not reasonable?
That's entirely reasonable, and actually that would be my recommendation. It's kind of become customary to do the folks that qualify, let's say there's 5 to 8 of those folks, you would want to do a 20-minute Zoom interview with each of those and then narrow that group down to a set of finalists that could be 2, it could be 3 people, 4 people, whatever you feel, whoever you feel you want to, you know, to bring to Brookings to see face-to-face as finalists, because that's an investment you have to make to get people there or, you know, whatever cost the board decides they want to incur to bring people to town, you know, that I think it makes sense to kind of do a Zoom first. And those have worked really well.
Okay, and in a Zoom interview like that, would you ask each candidate the same questions? We'd have to refine whatever questions we want to ask? Or do you just let it flow?
Correct, and that's, no, it's, STAO does a pretty structured interview process to limit liability for the district. We want to make sure that everyone is asked the same set of questions. Now, you can follow up on those questions with the candidate if there are comments made or areas they didn't address, so you have an opportunity to have more of a conversational part to those interviews, but you want to make sure that there's a standard set of interviews asked of each candidate, and I will help draft up some questions for all of the interviews and let the board look at those and add questions or modify questions, but I'll give you some food for thought on those.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So that raises a question to me is if someone's coming here and they're from far away and we're getting in the process, are we going to pay for them airfare, hotel, per diem to come here and interview?
That would be something I would consider if that person comes up and that's the person you want and that's what they need to be able to come here, you guys can discuss it at that point.
Yeah, I think
you guys have a lot of latitude to offer what you collectively as a board want to offer as the ideal candidate for you guys.
I think realistically, we would probably pay them a combined travel expense, which would include mileage, lodging, and reasonable number of meals to get here. Now, if they're coming from Florida, I don't know how we'll handle that. We'll have to think about that part of it because that would involve airfare plus vehicle rental plus that. But having said that, remember that every day now we're not spending money on a manager salary. So there's actually new money in the budget that we could use for that. So I wouldn't get real nervous about spending some money to do those kind of things.
It's also why a Zoom, I think, interview too would be helpful
to first look, yeah.
Get it down to like 3 candidates that we got to deal with. If that works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting beyond what we're here to talk about, but you're right. I mean, we should discuss this stuff. So
according, if we're going with this, the desirable start date would be December 1st, if you want to stick with the timeline date for right now, and we'll change it and modify it.
Let's just use that as the timeline, and we'll just kind of roll with the punches and see where we go. We know that effectively, December 15th to January 1st is kind of a black hole, and we're not going to be doing much on this. But up to that point, we'll be flexible within that, and if we have to bump it into January, then we'll do that. But I think it's reasonable at least to have that as kind of a start point and see where we go from there.
Okay. So going over page 13, the one we're kind of filling in here, port manager. The position announcement is for the port manager.
Port District is currently recruiting qualified applicants to fill the port manager position. Location, Brookings Harbor, Oregon. General position summary, job description, education, experience, certificates, license required. We will use what we put in for this piece of paper that Terry sent us over.
Right.
Is in full-time exempt position. The salary range will be 90K to 100K. Employee benefits with added of 2 weeks paid vacation to start, and a vehicle for port use with fuel paid. That will be the manager benefit package. Desirable starting date, December 1st, 2022. And then the last page, district port manager hiring process. So, does that all look good as far as?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. Now, Terry, you sent over the invite for applicants. This has here with the Port of Arlington. I'm assuming this was kind of a template that you guys put out.
Yes, that's a position announcement that we did. I didn't do this recruitment, but we did this recruitment about a year ago. And that position announcement, the blank template, this is what it looks like when it's fully fleshed out. That was the point of that. It's just an example. I'm happy to do that for you based on the discussion today and the position description. So I can draft one up that the board can basically approve the position announcement within the confines of the information we've talked about today, and then I can draft one up based on that information.
Okay, thank you. You guys understand that. This is created from what we just did. So she'll make us up a draft. Now, for us to stay close to our timeline, when she makes up the draft, are we going to want to relook at it or have her put it out as an advertisement with the information we gave her? Do you guys want to approve what this is going to look like before it goes out? We have two options.
I see two options. We can either give you the authority to do it or we'll do it. And if we do it, that means we have to convene another meeting and get together, which has been further delayed the process.
Okay.
So I think, at least from my perspective, I just assume give you the authority to go ahead and review it and approve it and let it go.
Right.
So
after you write it and Travis.
And as soon as I get it and it's approved and it's sent out, I'll make sure you guys get at least email notifications of what was sent out.
Okay, good.
I believe, Terry, did we go through everything?
Can I just ask one question about benefits? I heard that there's a probationary period. I mean, I see it on the last page of the position description, and it does not describe the length of the probationary period. So I think we need to, if we're referring to it, we need to make sure that we are all in agreement on what that probationary period is. And as I'm scanning through the benefits information in your meeting packet, I think it's here, but I am just not seeing it. So I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to make sure that we have those details added into the position description along with the salary range. And I think the board can still approve the position description in the meeting today, but similar to the position announcement, it would be with the edits that we've talked about today. So I want to make sure that we get that in there. And the other piece was a question about the contribution, whether it was 8% or 10% as stated, and if we're going to make that change for the new manager on the IRA.
Okay. I'm trying to... Kim, do you know what our total, what our eligibility period is for the IRA account?
The eligibility period is 6 months.
6 months. Thank you, Kim.
And it is 10%.
It is 10%.
10% for everybody. Yes, you can't change that.
Okay.
IRS regulated.
So 10% for the IRA,
and
the eligibility process is 6 months.
Okay. Meaning that's for eligibility.
Right, and the probation period.
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, probation period is 30 days.
30 days. Okay.
I'd like to extend that.
On a port manager, can that be changed to a lengthier period or not?
Separate contract.
You guys can make that. Go ahead, Terry.
There's a little drag.
Well, I was just going to say what I think you were going to say, Travis, and that is that we're approving this position description. They can add whatever language the board feels they want to add. So if you want that to be 60 days versus 30 days, now is the time to do that.
Personally, I think 30 days is way too short for the position because there's a lot involved, and in 30 days you're not going to get a good feel for...
Yeah, because this isn't really a seasonal job, but it is affected by seasonal parts of this. I mean, we're not fishing year-round sometimes, and so I'd like to expand it. I'm thinking 90 days to give us an opportunity to kind of have a range of who knows what. You know, when they come here in January, then we're going to be... March, yeah. So we will go through the crab season. I'm just trying to think of things that might come up. But I think 90 days is a pretty reasonable look at people. I don't think 30 days is.
Minimum of 90, I agree. It'd be nice to see running them into the summer with the RV parking busy and traffic and festivals and stuff.
Well,
but
no,
that might be too
just,
long.
Well, just looking at something else is dropped in my mind. So if they show up here in December or early January, we're going to be probably finishing up the RV park improvement by then. So we will have some activity underway, plus some payment for the work done. And so they'll get to experience some of the things that they're going to have to do, and we'll see how that works. Plus we'll have some activity here with crab season. But I don't know that we can extend it clear in the summer. That's going to be kind of a reason.
I wouldn't. And I think that the time is kind of landing real well to have somebody starting in December or January before summer hits them.
Well, 90 days would get us through three regular meetings, to give them an opportunity then to do the agendas and the packets and come and run, you know, do the meeting. Interact with the public. So I think we'll, in 90 days, we ought to get a pretty good feel for what we got.
90 sound good for staff?
Yeah.
Get a good feel for them? For her?
Well, the difference I see is, you know, an employee that comes here to work in 30 days, you're going to see them every day what they're doing. You know, from our perspective, we aren't going to see that. We'll see the manager as we go, but after we've gone through a three-meeting period, then we should have a better feel for exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and we got a lot of wheels turning, so they're going to digest a lot real quick.
And retirement packages are in place to management,
yes.
So they need to have no when that would begin.
Yes, Terry?
This is Kim.
Oh, sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was wrong about that. It's a 60-day period probation, and it can be extended by management.
60-day and it can be
according to our handbook.
Management. Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
Sure. Our probation period is 60 days, but we're just, I think we're going to go with 90 days on it. Terry, does that help with that information, a probation period of 90 days in the IRA is 10% contribution after 6 months?
Right. That's fine. I just had seen that there someone wrote some notes on that in the packet, and I just wanted to clarify that. I think we have covered everything that needs to be covered with the position description, and I think that can be approved by the board with the changes that we've talked about, similarly with the position announcement, and then I can go back and update the description and complete the position announcement draft. I can turn both of those around by the end of the day today and get those back to you, Travis, to look at.
Okay, thank you. Anybody want to take a stab at a motion? I want to help one.
All right, I will. So I move that the port approve the job description, benefits package, and timelines that we've outlined in terms of probationary period and the compensation or the IRA, as we've discussed.
We're at AAO to write that and have Travis.
All right. So further direct that Travis be authorized to review and approve the announcement and job description.
Thank you.
I second it.
Okay. Danielle.
Larry.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Sharon.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to the item that was added.
Oh, yeah.
And that's additional compensation for Travis. So we have a situation here where essentially Travis is doing two jobs or at least one and a half. I think it'd be appropriate for us to increase his compensation until such time as the new port manager arrives. And I was thinking something in the neighborhood of adding $4 an hour to his salary.
Are you hourly or are you?
I'm on salary.
On a salary. But it's still compensated on an hourly basis.
Yeah. Right now, I can answer any questions about my pay if you guys have them.
Well, I know exactly what you're making now, so
okay.
that's a little more than 10%.
$32 a day.
I have no problem with that, but I also think Danielle should get some additional compensation because her workload is also going up.
To be fair, every single employee's workload is going up, especially the office. It takes the entire team to fill 100% of what Jerry was doing or close to it. So,
so do you have a person that's working in the field that's kind of filling in with helping you?
We have the same guys that are out there, and one of them are very knowledgeable about what they're doing and can be left alone. So.
I didn't know
but
you had appointed.
More of a load.
I didn't know you had appointed somebody to.
No, I'm still focusing and making sure that I'm doing what the outside guys are supposed to be doing.
Well, here's how I view this, and the reason I think it's important. The work is the work, and it's going to get done. The difference I see, though, is that Travis is in the position of not only having to do the work, he also has to accept the responsibility. And that, to me, usually includes an expenditure of what I call personal capital. That's the time you spend laying awake at night, making sure everything's done and worrying about stuff. And that, to me, is worth some extra compensation. That's not to say that not everybody else does that, but no matter how you cut it, it's coming to him at the end of the day to be responsible for what happened. I'm not saying that the other people shouldn't be compensated, but that's my rationale for why I think we should look at this.
I agree. I have no problem with that. Do we want to make a bump for the rest of the office staff? 5%, 2%, 3%.
I can't hear you, Larry.
I agree with what Richard said. I'm just wondering, do we want to do more for this office staff, 5 or 3%, until we hire?
The office staff, if you guys were to consider it, they are taking a large load of this as well. They, between Kim and Danielle and April, that's what we have up front to make sure it all goes round. And if you guys are considering it, they would be very deserving of it. Not that the rest of the guys and stuff won't be, but their job out there, we're trying not to change. We want our day-to-day operations outside to stay the same, keep moving forward, but the load, my asking, my helping that I need from them to get things done too, they are stepping up. I'll leave it at that.
So, you ready for a motion?
Okay. Well, I know that you recommended the $4, but I think for what he's doing, I would be willing to pay him an extra $5.
What's 5% come out to, Travis?
5%?
Yeah.
The $2-ish would be 5%.
$2?
2% of a 2% raise would be about $2 for me. Or a 5% raise would be about $2, I'm sorry.
Let me see if I can do some math. This is dangerous.
How about 10% for all office staff? Well, let's see what it comes out in dollars.
It's 5%.
Okay.
It's $2 an hour. I make $40 an hour. Just under. $39.86.
I would make a motion that all the office staff, which would be Travis, Danielle, Kim, and April, receive a 5% increase during this period where we are operating without a board manager. And well, that's it.
And Travis.
Oh, did I not mention you? I thought I did.
I think you appointed me with all of it at 2%.
What?
He said $4, which is 10%. You're cutting that way down.
Well, they said 5. And we're dealing with all 4. If you want 10, I don't have a problem with that either. So I'll modify my motion to 10%.
I think that's fair. I think it's fair. Okay, for all office staff until the new manager comes on board.
Right. To restate the motion, we have a motion on the table to increase the compensation for all office staff employees of Bird Brookings Harbor by 10%, effective today, at such time as the port manager position is filled. But when the port manager takes, how am I going to put that? Jimmy, port manager begins. We stay on the 10.
Okay.
Okay. I second that.
President,
go ahead.
motion, but I've got the duration for which the adjustment, kind of the duration of the adjustment, but the board should also specify the effective date of that adjustment. Is this going to be, you know, effective?
We said effective today.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Apologies, I missed that.
Okay. Restated to make sure, the motion is to increase the compensation for the office staff by 10% effective today and continuing until such time as the new port manager is in place.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Okay, there are no information items listed. Any commissioner's comment?
We're making progress.
All right, so my only comment is, okay, here we are. We're in the wagon and we're on the road. So we'll now see where we're headed, but I feel pretty good about this. I'm glad that SBA is going to help us, and I thank you very much for that, Terry. This has been, I mean, you've given us a great straw man to build on, and we'll go from here. So our next regular meeting date is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. We have another meeting.
August 30th at 10 a.m.
August 30th at 10 a.m. And that's a workshop to talk about the design of the new shop building. Okay, with that, we will adjourn.
Goodbye.
That guy out. Where is he at, do you know?
I think they just went out last night.
So you have your three articles.